Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Much of Manhattan went dark Saturday night. Officials say a transformer fire took out power for more than 78,000 people in Midtown and the Upper West Side. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
They say the show must go on, and so it did. The cast of Broadway shows such as Hadestown took to the streets outside theaters to perform for audiences. Things were surely less lighthearted among people trapped in elevators between floors across Manhattan. Firefighters were dispatched to rescue them. The blackout created chaos on subways and in traffic. Restaurants closed. Billboards in Times Square went dark. At this point, there's no evidence this outage was caused deliberately. As it happens, this blackout came on the exact anniversary of another one, during the so-called Summer of Sam in 1977. Unlike this one, that blackout affected most of New York City. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, New York.
The utility says power was restored to everyone by midnight. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown Chicago Saturday under scorching heat to protest President Trump's plans to deport immigrants. Raids are to begin Sunday. Maria Ines Umadudewi from member station WBEZ reports.
11-year-old Mahali Velasco was one of 12 speakers to address the crowd. Velasco said she was separated from her father when he was deported 8 years ago. She now wants to support families facing the threat of deportation.
I'm here because President Trump has said ICE will attack thousands of families separating children from parents. Will you stand with me? Will you resist? Stop deportation! Stop separation of family!
Protesters closed several streets downtown Chicago as they chanted, "End deportations." For NPR News, I'm Marina Samudio in Chicago.
Officials in Louisiana are warning there could be disastrous flooding across a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast, as well as other parts of the state, in the coming days because of Tropical Storm Barry. It briefly strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane, but then weakened again as it made landfall Saturday near Intracoastal City, about 160 miles west of New Orleans. Governor John Bel Edwards says this is just the beginning. The storm is a long way to go before it leaves the state. In Hawaii, firefighters on the island of Maui are still battling what remains of a pair of brush fires. No injuries were reported. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports.
Maui firefighters say a pair of brush fires on the central part of the island are now mostly contained. Mayor Michael Victorino says about 12,000 acres were burned in a single fire. That's about half the size of Disney World. A lot of that is former sugarcane plantation farmland, now dried out and vulnerable to spreading flames.
Bill Dorman reporting. This is NPR. U.S. military officials say an American service member has been killed in Afghanistan the 10th this year. They did not provide details. Since the war in Afghanistan began nearly 18 years ago, more than 2,400 American service members have died, as well as tens of thousands of Afghan security forces and civilians. Violence broke out during protests in Hong Kong Saturday. Thousands of demonstrators were rallying in a town near the boundary with mainland China against the presence of traders from the mainland when skirmishes began. The police used batons and pepper spray to disperse the crowd. In tennis, reigning champ Novak Djokovic faces off against number 2 seed Roger Federer in the Wimbledon men's finals. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Federer's the underdog and fan favorite. If he beats the odds and wins, the 37-year-old Swiss will have 9 Wimbledon titles, which would tie Martina Navratilova for the most singles titles here. It would also mark Federer's 21st Grand Slam victory. Federer's the oldest men's Wimbledon singles finalist since Ken Rosewall in 1974. He's looking to beat Djokovic after losing to him here in the finals in 2014 and 2015. Federer enters the finals after winning a thrilling semifinal against longtime rival Rafael Nadal. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
Simona Halep of Romania won the women's final at Wimbledon. She beat Serena Williams 6-2, 6-2 in under an hour. That spoiled the Americans' effort to match Margaret Court's all-time record of 24 Grand Slam titles. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.